Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and I want to welcome you to the new and improved Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways podcast. After many years of interviewing the best and brightest thought leaders around the world on my SiriusXM show, I am excited to now have those interviews available to people around the globe on this podcast. So many people would write us and say, I love what I've been hearing about your interviews with these great people. Where can I access them? I live in this country or that country, or I don't have access to that technology. How can I get the information? Well, I'm so excited now that we are able to offer the information and the interviews free on this podcast. So we want you to sit back and enjoy this message and let me know how you like them. And then do me a favor. If you like them, send a review, write a review and post it. And if you like it, hit like on here and share it and tell everybody you know about it. And then subscribe to this podcast, so you'll get the alerts when we post a new interview episode. Thank you for listening and enjoy the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways podcast.
Named one of the outstanding five speakers in the world.
Inducted into the Speaker Hall of Fame.
Award-winning singer.
Best-selling author.
And now, here's Willie Jolly.
Well, it's a great day. It's a great day. This is Dr. Willie Jolly, and I'm going to ask you a question. I want to ask you a simple question. Do you want to be resilient? Do you want to be a overcomer, overcoming situations and circumstances? Do you want to win more at work and at home and in every part of your life? Well, today's show is going to tell you how to be resilient at work and how to coach yourself into a thriving future with my guest, Hall of Fame speaker, Simon T. Bailey. Oh, this is going to be one for the record book, so don't go nowhere. Well, you know, I have only just a minute, only 60 seconds in it. Forced upon me, can't refuse it. I didn't seek it. No, I did not choose it, but it's up to me to use it. I must suffer if I lose it. Give account if I abuse it. Just a tiny little minute, but our eternities are wrapped up in it. I'm grateful for this minute, this moment, this opportunity to be on with each and every one of you and talk about the possibilities for your future and your life and your love life, your family life, your financial life, every part of your life. We want to help you win more in every part of your life. So I'm glad that you took time out of your schedule to be with us today. And this is going to be a show you're going to really be blessed by. I'll also take a moment to thank everybody who has made this the number one self-help show in the country. I'm grateful for each and every one of you who has told everybody in your network. You've told your friends, your family, your cousins, your aunts and uncles, hey, you got to tune in to Dr. Willie Jolly Show, and you got to listen to the podcast because he brings the best guests. He doesn't talk about politics. He doesn't talk about pop culture. He talks about wealth building and success and winning more in your daily pursuits. So, hey, I'm glad you have made this the number one show. And we just found out one of the top 5% of downloads for podcasts in the world. So you have made it happen. Now, I thank you. I thank everybody. I thank our sponsor, Truist Bank. Truist Bank, for their support of this show. Truist is an incredible bank. Two great banks, BB&T and SunTrust, came together to create a different kind of bank, a bank that starts and is built on one concept, care. And they have built this incredible bank that really makes a difference in the community. And I like to say it, as everyone says, when you start with care, you build a different kind of bank. Truist Bank. Make sure you check out Truist, T-R-U-I-S-T Bank. You'll be glad you did. So I have thanked you. I've thanked Truist. I've thanked my guests. We're going to talk to him. But you know, I got to take a moment every show to give God some glory, to thank him for life and strength and health. I know everybody doesn't believe like I believe. I know some people may get sick of me talking about God, but I just got to take a moment to give God glory because of life and strength and health. I am grateful. I am so grateful. And I am a guy who has tried it without God and tried it with God. It's so much better with God. And so I just take a moment to give him glory. I know everybody doesn't believe like I believe. But I've learned something. I've learned if you do things with a gratitude attitude, things start to happen in a magnificent way. So remember this, God's gift to you is life. Your gift to God is what you do with your life. Do something extraordinary with it today. Make a difference and enjoy the process. My special guest is one of my guys. Okay. One of my guys. This is a guy who has done incredible, incredible things with his life. He is one of my guys because I introduced him to the speaking industry. I was a guy who was speaking all over the hospitality industry. He was a real well-known guy in hospitality. I met him at some of the trade shows at his booth where he was representing his company, and we became friends. And he said, you know what? I want to do what you do. And I just said, here's what you got to do it. Well, here's the thing. I tell about 1,000 people a year, here's what you got to do to make it happen. Only a few do it. Well, he's one of the ones who did it and did it big. His name is Simon T. Bailey. He's the world's leading expert in brilliance. He has ascended to extraordinary heights, recognized among Success Magazine's top 25 speakers, along with Brene Brown, Tony Robbins, Oprah Winfrey, as well as the Leadership Hum top 200 Power List in 2003 and Gotham Artists top keynote speakers in 2004. He was with the Disney Institute as a employee. He used that as his launch pad. He's worked with companies such as American Express, Deloitte, Marriott, Visa, Stanford Healthcare, Taco Bell. He has books. He has media. This guy is incredible. He's my dear friend, my brother, and my guy, Simon T. Bailey. Simon T. Bailey, welcome to the show, buddy.
Dr. Willie Jolly, good to be with you, sir.
I am always ingratiated by the fact that I get to see somebody who has done it, who has made just great things happen in his life. Well, I started with, telling him a little bit about your story, but I usually tell this story about Simon, folks. Many people call me and say, I want to be a speaker. And I'm a corporate exec and I want to do what you do. And I say, you know what? I don't know how to tell you to make the transition from corporate America to speaking because I didn't work for corporate America. I just had a job and I quit it and I had $200 to my name and I just struggled and made my way through. But Simon T. Bailey is someone you should check out. He's the one who did it smart. He was working for a corporation. He was able to have some days off on his sick leave and his annual leave and whatever. And he started filling up those days with speaking engagement until he was able to meet his budget with speaking. And then he left. He did it in an incredible way. And that's the object lesson or the mark or model that I use for telling people how to do it. But before you became a speaker, how did you get from Buffalo, New York, little guy in Buffalo, pastor's son, telling me this story? Come on, give me the story so people know where you came from, how you got to be this great, impactful speaker.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. Mom and Dad dropped me off at Morehouse College. And at the end of my freshman year, they said, we don't have the money to send you back to Morehouse, nor do we have money to bring you back to Buffalo, but we do love you. And so I dropped out of Morehouse, moved into a drug-infested community. It's all I could afford at the time. And I was on public transportation, probably one of the lowest points in my life. I was lost as a goose in a blizzard, Dr. Jolly. It
wow.
was a sad state of affairs. I eventually did go back to school. I was just on the 10-year plan. And my parents said, it took you 10 years to finish your degree. I said, because you didn't pay, but I love you. Then from there in Atlanta, I moved to Orlando, Florida, eventually got hired on at Disney after 2 years of interviews, 10 interviews to be exact, a 10-page psychological analysis. I guess they figured out I wasn't going anywhere, so they decided to hire me.
Wow. Wow. So you became a star, though, at Disney. You did. I mean, I know that firsthand. You became a star at Disney, and you were part of the Disney Sales Institute. Is that correct?
Yeah, I was part of the Disney Institute, which is the educational side of Disney. So our companies come from all around the world to learn, how does Disney do leadership, management, customer experience? And I was the sales director, new business development director for the Disney Institute.
And you worked at a hotel at one time too, didn't you? Not?
I did. I worked for four different hotel chains, from Hyatt to Days Inn, where they left the light on for you. You name it.
Well, he went on from Disney. And as I said earlier, he realized that he had a gift. He had a gift to share his message. And those speeches he did on his days off, his annual leave, his sick leave. He took every opportunity he could to fill up those days with speaking. And he knew from the audience responses that this guy is one who's going to do great, amazing things. And he has. He's gone on to become a best-selling author, a media personality, and then a Hall of Fame speaker. I had the honor of inducting him into the Speakers Hall of Fame, and it was quite a night. And so now, Simon, you are now going around America and around the world, really, because you've been all over the world speaking. What do you tell your audiences? What's your message? What is your thing? What is it that you tell people in helping them to win in business and life?
It's time for people to release their brilliance and practice AI, actual intelligence.
I love that.
When you practice actual intelligence, you find your resilience and your brilliance, and you thrive in any economy.
Wow. Wow. Well, you have done that. You have been teaching people, and you've been teaching all sorts of people. You've been teaching all sorts of major corporations. And I've seen Simon all over the world speaking, and he's been telling people about brilliance. The first thing I remember him telling people was how important it was to realize that you are brilliant. You are brilliant. Many people think they're not brilliant. They question their brilliance. But he says it's not if you are smart, it's how are you smart, and that you have brilliance inside of you. And when you start to believe that and embrace that, it has a powerful impact on your activities and therefore your results. Am I right, Brian Simon? You're the expert.
Absolutely. In fact, we did some research most recently asking 1,000 people specifically, what does brilliance look like? And the feedback came back to us. It's intelligence, problem solving, and identifying their talent, their gift, their skill, and leveraging that wherever they show up in the world.
Wow. 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 And so when you tell people about brilliance and how they show up in the world, part of that now is also resilience.
Yes.
And you have a new book that is, just an incredible, this guy is an incredible thinker. I don't know how he gets the time to do all the things he's doing, because this is a brand new book and it's called Resilience at Work, How to Coach Yourself into a Thriving Future. You got to tell me what that means, Simon.
So what we discovered in our research and asking questions, talking to people, we've often heard resilience is the ability to bounce back. But what we discovered is that individuals who understand resilience at work, they bounce back better.
Okay, and say that again. Say that one more time. That's good.
So many times people say resilience, just get back up. No, you bounce back better. Because now you have the wisdom of how can I do better than what happened before.
I love that. You don't just bounce back. You bounce back better. You get up better than when you went down. And folks, you know, I wrote a book called A Setback is a Setup for a Comeback. And this goes right along with that mindset that you look at this comeback as a result of the setback and you come back better, bigger, stronger, more empowered. You learn something, hopefully, in the process of being knocked down, of being having a setback, of being put back in the back of the process. But you come back, you bounce back better, bigger, stronger. When we come back, we're going to go back into this book. We're going to talk about the lessons that you can actually put into practice today to grow yourself, grow your thinking, grow your future, grow your finances, grow your families, grow your faith, because this book talks about faith. He ain't playing no jokes. He ain't pulling no punches. And so I love what I am reading, have been reading, and I want you to know more about why you should make it part of your library. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show and podcast around the world and around the globe. And for sure, the best is yet to come. We'll be right back.
Friendship is not about being convenient. It's about being committed and consistent.
You can call on me.
When you need me,
call me. You can call on me.
pick up the phone.
You can call,
and call me.
Are you ready to revolutionize your relationship with money? I'm Brian Ford, a financial wellness expert.
And I'm Bright Dixon, an expert in positive psychology. Together, we host Money and Mindset with Bright and Brian, a podcast from Truist Bank that's all about exploring the relationship between your money, your mindset, and your well-being.
Find us wherever you listen to podcasts or truist.com/moneyandmindset podcast.
This is Dr. Willie Jolly, host of the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways Show. The smart first step to buying a home is knowing how much you can afford. A Truist mortgage professional can help you understand that in just a few minutes. Connecting with a lender first helps you to be more confident in your search. Truist offers loans that can help you become a homeowner with a low down payment. The best way to find out if you qualify for a low down payment loan is to talk with a Truist mortgage professional. Visit truist.com/mortgage. Truist.com/mortgage to see current rates, to get a sample mortgage payment using their calculator, and find resources to help you buy a home. Talk to a Truist mortgage professional about your loan options. Having that relationship in place can help you find the best financing options available to you. Truist Bank is an equal housing lender. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank. Truist Bank. And we're back. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show and podcast around the world, around the globe. We are so grateful, grateful, grateful. And I want to take a moment to make sure you all know that you can reach out to me to get in our ecosystem. That's what I like to call it, the ecosystem, that you will follow me on social media, that you're getting my newsletters, that you're getting the updates about the new activities and the guests I have, the lessons I've learned, the things that can help you. I'm putting out a lot of content, and you can go to winwithwilly.com, winwithwilly.com, to get access to me, to sign up for my newsletter, which I highly recommend everybody do. It's absolutely free, but every week we'll send out a newsletter about the guest I've had on my show who have inspired me and the lessons I learned from them, because sometimes I'll get little tidbits, little pearls that will bless you if you will just read the newsletter. You might have listened, but you didn't catch that, or you were distracted for a moment. But I'm taking notes. I'm putting them down, and I'm putting them in this newsletter and sending them out to you, as well as some tips I've learned from others along the way that blessed me. So go to winwithwilly.com, winwithwilly.com. My special guest today is Simon T. Bailey, and he is a Hall of Fame speaker. He is also listed in the Success Magazine's top 25 along Brene Brown, Tony Robbins, Oprah Winfrey. He is a power player, a keynote speaker extraordinary, and a thinker extraordinary. He has a new book called Resilience at Work. And the foreword is written by the great Dennis Waitley, Dr. Dennis Waitley. And I just want to read a little bit of the foreword and for you, just a little. Resilience is one of the essential skills individuals can possess in the postmodern era. Yes, people have problems. Business experience setbacks. And society is witnessing a tsunami of transformation. Yet, somehow, resilient individuals like you find a way to bounce back stronger and better. That's what he just said in the earlier segment. That's what Simon talked about. And he has come up with a unique unique way to share this message of resilience at work. It's a book. It's a masterclass of personal and professional endurance. The book is a compelling guide to becoming an inspiring leader who fosters resilience in every climate through relatable characters and engaging storytelling. This book illustrates how to transform adversity into opportunity and stress into productivity. So I am so grateful for Simon T. Bailey to be on my show today and be my guest. Welcome, 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 Simon T. Bailey, the one and only.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Good to be with you.
It's a pleasure. So, considering the stress we face daily, what are the top recommendations for building resilience that increases a person's ability to thrive?
Number one, recognize what's right about you instead of what's wrong with you.
Ooh, that's good. That's good. That's good. That's good. Focus on what's good about you, what's right about you, rather than always focusing on what's wrong with you. Ooh, that's good. Then that's wisdom there, boy. Go
ahead. The second thing is what we discovered in our research, 56% of working Americans are saying they are always in a hurry. They don't have time to enjoy life. Mm. So here's the deal. Build your life around who will be crying at your funeral. Take time to enjoy your life. Because if you don't, this is not a dress rehearsal. You don't get a do-over. Carve out time for you.
I love it. Go ahead.
Third, take time at the end of each day and reflect. When you reflect on the day, you specifically want to focus on what went well. When you focus on what went well, that causes you to spiral up instead of spiraling down. When you reflect on it, you begin to say, okay, this worked, this didn't work. What am I going to do better tomorrow? So when I talk about resilience as bouncing back better, it's because of the power of reflection to understand and unpack the story to say, what am I going to do differently based on what I learned?
Wow. 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 So this book is a unique book because it's a kind of like a parable, kind of. It's a story and it tells about these four characters who grow to five characters in this book. And it's very, very intriguing how it just grows. You got hurry, you got worry, you got ready, and you got steady. Let's talk about how you come up with this idea. What did it pop in your brain while you were asleep one night? How in the world did you come up with the surfer analogy? I mean, I was like, I said, where did this come from?
Well, first of all, I have to give all honor to God. This was a God-inspired idea. Literally at 3 o'clock in the morning, I woke up. And I had to take out a pad and a pen. I had to start writing. And literally the characters came to me, hurry, worry, ready, and steady. And what I begin to unpack is everyone in life is on the ocean of life. And everybody's having a different experience. And some are experiencing the wipeout of the waves of change and uncertainty. And I happened to be in California with my children. We were walking on the beach. And I saw some surfers coming towards the beach. And I ran over to them. I said, what's the key to surfing? They said, the moment you get knocked off of your board, you got to get back on your board. You got to pop up and catch the next wave. Because if you don't catch the next wave, you're going to be wiped out. And when they said it, it just like, boom, it hit me. So at 3 o'clock in the morning, I said, sometimes in life, we are always in a hurry. We never slow down to the speed of the moment. We're on to the next thing. In business, we're on to the next thing. We're always in a hurry. But busyness does not necessarily equal effectiveness.
That's right.
So
that's right.
Hurry has got to slow down to the speed of life. And then worry, what we discovered in our research, 56% of working Americans are worried about the future. So when you worry about the future, it slows down your creativity, your innovation, your breakthrough, because more energy is focused on waiting for the other shoe to drop, waiting for rejection to happen, and you never get into that zone of the breakthrough.
That is so true. I have friends who have talked themselves into illness, talked themselves into sickness, talked themselves into bad situation. Where they say, oh, things are going. I remember somebody saying, things are going so good. They're going too good. I noticed that I have a shoe about to fall. I said, don't talk like that. Don't do that. Enjoy this moment and thank God for it and expect good stuff to come from it. And so that's one of the things I liked about what you said in the book. And then you go into great detail about not worrying and how worry is a waste of your energy. It's a waste of your situation. And I was just earmarking things here about worrying. And you can't catch a wave by staring at it. Okay. You got to get on the board and get going. And worry is a process that is not positive and also is not effective. And then I love how you have here, haste makes waste. You know, you hurrying and then you're worrying. And yet throughout this book, you give scripture. And you know what, folks? That's when I said, this is a good book. Because see, as I said, beginning my show, you ain't got to believe like I do, even to get the principles. See, most success books, if you go through Think and Grow Rich, you go through The Secret, they're all based on biblical principles. They are biblical principles. And if you will draw out the wisdom from these principles, it'll have a great impact on your life. And Simon has done that by going through Proverbs, and he's sharing pieces about worrying. Worrying doesn't add one cubit, one bit to your life. Not at all. Am I right? Talk a little more about that, Simon, please.
What I really discovered, and the reason the book is written in a parable, because it invites you to discover you. One of my mentors, someone that you know who's gone on to his reward, Tom Winninger, I was talking to him on the phone one day, and he said, you come to me asking me for the answer when I can't tell you what to do. You have to discover you. You know your data better than me. And what I recognize is if I give people the foundation of scriptures and invite them into a conversation, I'm not telling you what to do. I'm inviting you to ask you, what do you think you should do? Because the answer is in you.
Ooh, that is good, folks. And that is why I encourage people. Folks, I encourage my mentees. I encourage my family. I encourage my friends. Read a proverb a day. Make it part of your routine. I have been doing it for years. Every day, I read the proverb of the day. Whatever the day is, the day the 15th, I'm going to read the 15th proverb. I read it from a traditional scripture, and I read it from the Message version. And I get wisdom. I get wisdom in it. And even though I've read it probably, if I do it every month, I've done it for 10 years, I've probably done it 100 or 200 times, I still get something every day. I still get something to remind me, okay, here's how I better my best. And that's what I loved about the book and how you talked about it. Let me read a couple more things out of this book that I earmarked. Of course, we got the hurry, worry, ready, and steady. And then we got a whole segment about worrying. Don't worry. It won't make any difference. Don't worry. In fact, I'll tell you real quick what it brought to my mind. In my book, A Setback, A Setup for a Comeback, I have a piece about worry. And this book reminded me of that piece. I had forgotten this piece because I don't really use it in my speeches. And I had used it in the book, but I wrote the book 20 years ago. And so the piece says, when all is said and done, you only got two things to worry about. Either you're well or you're sick. Now, if you're well, you really don't have nothing to worry about because you can turn your life around if you're well. If you're sick, you only really got two things to worry about. Either you're going to get well or you're going to die. Now, if you get well, you know what? You ain't got nothing to worry about because you can turn it around. And now, if you die, you only got two things to worry about. You're going to go to heaven or you're going to hell. Now, if you go to heaven, hey, you ain't got nothing to worry about. And if you go to hell, well, it's too late to worry now anyway, so don't worry. So that's what made me come to this book was I looked at it and it said, don't worry. You know, haste makes waste. Then he uses the scriptures and he gives these great analogies throughout the book. And the print is so beautiful. How you did the print in this. One more thing about worry. You won't be remembered for your wipeouts. Don't worry about the failures. We're going to come right back. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show and Podcast. Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and I got an email from a gentleman in Australia who shared how he had been struggling in his business, and he bought some of my books and audios, and how it had a profound impact on his business, and he went from worst to first in his company. I shared with him how much I appreciated his note, but I told him those books, those audios, those videos were not just something that I just thought up one day and started to write. They were born out of my experiences, out of the challenges of overcoming the problems and the difficulties and how I was able to do it. And I shared with him that others have sent similar messages and that these resources work. I want to encourage you and invite you to go to my store. Go to wjspeaks.com/shop. wjspeaks.com/shop. Get some of the books. It only takes a minute to change your life. Or a setback is a setup for a comeback. Or turn setbacks into greenbacks. Or chicken soup for the soul. Or an attitude of excellence. Or the book I wrote with my wife after 34 years of being married and not having an argument in over 30 years. We wrote a book called Make Love, Make Money, Make It Last. And now it is saving marriages all over the globe. Go to the store. Get some of the audios, the videos, the books, the resources to help you have greater personal and professional success. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. Make this a great day on purpose. And we're back. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways show and podcast. And we are grateful for each and every one of you. And I'm grateful for now. Many people will learn soon that we're going to have a video version. That's why you might hear us talk about the video that is being recorded while we're doing the audio, because for many years I've been on audio for almost two decades now on radio with the audio only. But now we have recorded the video, and soon we'll have the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways video program. So you'll be hearing more about that soon. Stay tuned and make sure to sign up for our newsletter. Well, we're here with my special guest, Simon Bailey, and I'm going to be right back with him after a quick moment telling you about our sponsor, Truist Bank. You know, we want everybody to understand the importance of home ownership and how it can help to build a foundation for your generational wealth. And the first thing about buying a home is knowing how much you can afford. And a Truist mortgage professional can help you understand that process in just a few minutes. Connecting with a lender first helps you be more confident in your search for your home. And Truist offers loans that can be incredibly helpful with low down payments. The best way to find out if you qualify for a low down payment loan is to talk with a Truist mortgage professional. Visit truist.com/mortgage to see current rates, get a sample mortgage using their calculator, and find resources to help you buy a home. Talk to a Truist mortgage professional about your loan options. Having that relationship in place can help you to find the best financing options available for you. Truist Bank is an equal housing lender. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank. Truist Bank. Check them out. Well, my guest today is the one and only Simon T. Bailey. He is an incredible man. He's the brilliance guy. He's the guy who everybody in the speaking industry, when you say brilliance, Simon. Simon T. Bailey. Everybody knows him all over the world, and all the speakers know that when you talk about brilliance and how to bring out the brilliance, you talk about Simon T. Bailey. That's his lane. He owns it. But now he also has a new book about resilience and how brilliance and resilience can work together to help you to come back better. I love this resilience, how to coach yourself into a thriving future at work. And Simon, where can they get the book, Simon? Where can they get the book, and where can they get in touch with you if they want you to come speak for their organization? They want some coaching. You got lots of options for people to help them grow. Talk about that, because we want people to know how they can connect with you.
They can get the book Resilience at Work at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and to book me and get connected to us, SimonTBailey.com.
SimonTBailey.com. And you tell me real quick, you've got some things on LinkedIn, some learning courses as well. Talk about that for a moment.
Yes, we have 14 courses on the LinkedIn Learning platform where we specifically teach how do you grow your relationships as a manager. So for those of you who are entrepreneurs, you have people that work with you, this will help your managers really be relevant. I also teach for those that are working inside a company, how do you find a sponsor? How do you begin to work the system from the inside? And then the other big course is how do you build relationships? So many people want to advance, but everything that I've discovered in 35 years of business is everything comes down to a relationship. So building relationships, all of our courses and information is at SimonTBailey.com.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Well, he has a new book called Resilience at Work. And so in investigating and navigating and looking at work and business challenges, how can growing in resilience lead to greater success in your business, not just a comeback, but in terms of your mindset?
Well, first of all, when you develop that mindset as to what can I do instead of what I can't do, you will find a yes in a no world. Here's the research.
Don't go by that though. Don't fly by that. Oh my God, I love that. Say that one more time. When you get brilliance and resilience together, say that. That was good. Go ahead.
When you understand brilliance and resilience, you find yes in a no world. Mm. So one of the things that Ritz-Carlton teaches in their culture around the world, the answer is yes. Now what's the question? So in other words, I'm looking for the yes by being resilient, pushing my way through, and I push past the no's to discover the yes.
I love that. I love that. I love that. In my Attitude of Excellence book, I talk about that concept. The answer is yes. Now, what's the question? The great ones do that. And I like how you frame that into this book and the concept of the book. Okay, so you now have a concept of growing yourself, growing your wealth. And by the way, how would you say, why is it important for people to understand that it's important to create wealth? Talk a little bit about that. That's not something that is particularly part of this book, but it's something that you and I have talked about individually.
When you grow your wealth, it's not about you. It's about everyone connected to you, the generations coming after you. I'll never forget a conversation I had with Dr. Dennis Waitley. He said one of his failures, he's now 90, is that for many years, he gave his children loot, L-O-O-T, loot and things instead of root and wings. So when we talk about wealth, it's the root and the wings that you put in the generations that are coming after you. So that's why being wealthy in your mind, wealthy in your spirit, is to create deep roots to help people understand it's not just about you, it's about others. How do I help someone who cannot do anything for me? When you understand wealth, how do you become healing presence? How do you hear, heal, and help? That's wealth in a nutshell.
That's good. Oh, Simon T, that is good. That is so good. And that is why this book is so profound. I know God gave you this book, but what made you really just get so passionate about this whole concept, Simon?
Well, for 20 years, I've been writing and teaching about brilliance. But when I really stepped back, I said, wait a minute, you have to understand how to be resilient and bounce back better as you tap into your brilliance. So it literally became really clear to me that where the world is right now, individuals have got to dig deeper into resilience and not be wiped out. And the reason I used the surfing metaphor is because every day people surf online. They're looking for something online. They're surfing, trying to catch the next wave. So I wanted a universal term to really help people understand that you can be resilient and ride the next wave into your destiny.
And you talk about in the book, I mean, one point after another about hurry, then worry, then the next one is, let's see.
Ready and steady.
And talk about ready and steady a little bit.
So steady superpower is calmness. So many times, Dr. Jolly, people react, but sometimes they overreact. So the steady personality archetype is something happened. How do I remain calm? and react accordingly. The ready personality is, in a world of algorithms, autonomous cars, automation, uncertainty, the ready says, number one, I have the skills, I have the ability to thrive, and I'm not going to wait for anybody to do anything for me. The best hand that will feed me is the one at the end of my wrist. I'm ready.
Ooh, come on, somebody. Say that again. Say that again, Simon. Say that again.
The best hand that will feed me is the one at the end of my wrist. So I'm not waiting for anybody to do anything for me, because when you're ready, you actually detox yourself from success and you move to significance, because I've got to help somebody come along as I am coming along so that they're ready.
Wow. Wow. Ooh, this is so good. This is good. This is so good. Well, you've built this incredible concept. Now, can resilience help uncover people's purpose? Because that's important. Many people don't know what their purpose is or why they're here or what they should be doing.
Yes, it can. Because in the words of Seth Godin, small is the new big. So in finding your purpose, it's just doing this one small thing that's in front of you. It could be helping your neighbor next door. It could be helping someone that has a problem. Do what's in front of you, and embracing the crumbs of life will lead you to the bread of life and eventually the loaf and the bakery. But it starts with what's in front of me. What can I do? That's the road to finding your purpose.
So taking that one more step, what is one thing, that one small thing, one daily habit that can build resilience, but also move us closer to our goals and dreams and accomplishing them?
Every single day, find one person to appreciate. Appreciate them. Tell them what you appreciate about them. The moment you recognize someone else, all of a sudden you are hugging them with your words and it causes them to spiral up. Let me say it to you a different way. Encouragement is oxygen for the soul. What is one person that you can encourage via text, video, phone call, email every day? You're probably saying, why? Why would I appreciate and recognize someone else? Here's what the research says. When you help someone else, the reward centers in your brain begin to light up, almost as if you've been on the receiving end of the person you just helped. And guess what they call it, Dr. Jolly? The helper's high. The helper's high. When I help somebody else.
Wow. Wow. Folks, it's so good and yet so simple. Be grateful. Help others. Bounce back better. Understand life is going to have some ups and downs. The surfing analogy, the waves come. Life comes at you in waves. And that is true. I love the analogies that you build in, the stories that you build in, and how each person has a different persona. And then you finally get to ready and steady. Steady. What's steady?
So steady is calmness. Steady is understanding how to take a deep breath. Steady is recognizing that when I show up, I begin to say, here's what my recommendation is. How can we move forward? So in a world where by the time a child is 17 years of age, they have heard no 150,000 times and only yes 5,000 times, the steady personality is, how do I find the yes? By doing one little thing to move things forward.
One little thing every day to move you towards your goals and dreams. And you've experienced that from the hotels, from having to go back to school. Yes. You're back in school now. Tell us about that, please.
I decided who goes back to school after 50.
Right.
I did. I don't know what I was thinking, but what I realized in the business that we are in, the higher your fee, the higher the decision tree. Mm. So I needed to make sure that I had a global understanding as to what were businesses dealing with. So I went back and earned an executive MBA. It was a one-year accelerator program from the University of East London, and I'm so glad I did it. And can I tell you, Dr. Jolly, I almost quit. I almost quit. I almost quit.
It's harder. It's harder when you get older.
But why write about resilient if I'm not being resilient myself?
We're going to take a quick break for station identification. We got more to come on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways Show with my special guest, Simon T. Bailey. We'll be right back. And for sure, your best is yet to come. Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and people often ask, how did I go from a broke, busted nightclub singer to become a best-selling author and to be voted one of the outstanding five speakers in the world by the 175,000 members of Toastmasters International? The answer is that I decided to invest and change my thinking, invest in my mindset, and decided to change my inputs, because inputs determine outputs. I heard about a seminar years ago when I was just getting started. I was making about $100 a speech, and I heard this seminar that was creating millionaires, and it cost $10,000, but the guy was getting results. I didn't have that kind of money, but I decided to borrow it, because I learned that there's a price for success, the price of college, the price of going to school, the price of education. There's a price for success, and then there's a cost for not paying the price, the cost of staying the same. And that cost is greater than the price. It's too expensive. And so I went, and it changed my life, and I came back and quickly made $100,000. I heard a similar story from Dr. Dave Martin, how he went to a success rally, heard a speaker who inspired him. He and his friend said, wow, that changed my life. The speaker had a package of materials to help build wealth. The package cost $1,500, and that was all the money Dr. Dave had to his name. Dr. Dave's friend asked, do you think this stuff is worth it? Dr. Dave thought for a moment. He said, I don't know. I don't know if it's worth it. But I do know that I'm worth it. I'm worth it. He invested that money in that package and used the materials to grow his thinking. He grew his mindset. He shared how that $1,500 investment has gone on to generate millions in revenues. He's a multimillionaire. And he has homes now in Arizona and Florida. I want to say to you, it's time to invest in you. I want to give you some materials that will help you grow you, grow your mindset, grow your future, grow your finances. Go to wjspeaks.com/billionaire. wjspeaks.com/billionaire to get some materials that will inspire your success and will help you find that there's a price for success, but there's a cost for not paying the price. And the cost is always greater than the price. Go to wjspeaks.com/billionaire and get the bag, the box, or any of the materials there, and keep growing your wealth. And remember, as a man thinketh, so as he is, and your best is yet to come. And we're back. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways Show and podcast with my special guest, my man, one of my guys. I tell people, I got right now three guys who came to me as, I want to be a speaker. They were newbies. They were wannabes. They had neophytes. And they said, I want to be a speaker. Simon T. Bailey was working at Disney as an executive. Walter Bond was a radio commentator, former Timberwolves basketball player. And Della Toro McNeil was a student at the University of Central Florida, and they all came and said, I want to do what you do. And I've had, as I say, thousands of people who call us. In fact, we've got a whole thing on my winwithwilly.com site for people who want to be speakers, just to get them up and going. Because Simon, I'm concerned because we've got so many people out here who are not really great speakers, telling people they're going to tell them how to become a speaker. And they charted them $100,000 and $200,000. It's crazy. And so I got a program on there that's $200. It's 4-hour training to get you up and going. The same thing I told to Simon and Della Toro and Walter. Hey, here's how you get going. Here's what you do. Do this. And when you finish, come back. Well, Simon did it. Well, Della Toro did it. Walter did it. Now they're all in the Speaker Hall of Fame. They're all in the $1 Million Speakers Group because they did it. And so I want to applaud you, Simon, because you did it and you kept doing it. And now you're doing it at another level. You are writing books, you're doing media, you're traveling around the world, and you're really impacting organizations in a mighty, mighty way. Well, this new book is called Resilience at Work, How to Coach Yourself into a Thriving Future. I'm curious, why did you say how to coach yourself into a thriving future? I know there's a reason, because you're a cognitive guy. So tell me why.
Everybody is paying a lot of money to coaches to coach them. Tell me what I need to do with my life. Tell me how to grow my business. Tell me how to increase my fees. And here's what I've discovered. The answers are within you. If you look within and through appreciative inquiry, asking yourself questions, Socratic method of learning, you discover here's what the answer is. And then you find a coach and mentor to help polish and shape where you're going. But you got to tap into what's in you, because if you don't have a dime, you got to say, okay, what can I do instead of what I can't do? So coaching yourself into a thriving future is for you to get up off your blessed assurance and say, I got to make this happen for me.
So in coaching yourself, are there any questions you should ask yourself? Are there some techniques that you recommend that people could use to get a right answer? Maybe it's thought by asking the right questions to get the right answer. What do you recommend people do?
So there are three questions that we introduced in the book, and I came up with these questions after working with a clinical psychologist, Dr. Carrie Leaf, Keith Faber, who was so kind to allow me to use this process. The first question is, what do you want for you? And the reason that question is important is so many people focus on others. No. What do you want for you? That's the cognitive question. The second question is, what are you feeling about where you are? That's the emotional question. And then the third question, this is the behavioral question that invites you to look through the windshield of where you're going instead of the rearview mirror of where you've been. And that third question is, what step are you willing to take to get what you want? What step are you willing to take? That's it right there. If people start with those three questions, and after you answer them the first time, go back and answer them again, because you'll not be the same person.
Right. Oh, man, that's good wisdom, folks. I hope y'all get that. What do you want for you? Start with that. What do you want for you? And you know what? Most people have a hard time answering that question. They'll tell you what they don't want. They'll tell you what, I don't want to work here. Well, what do you want for you? And then what are you willing to do to get it? Okay, Simon, every guest I ask a question. You come to DC to give a speech. Dee and I come and pick you up. We take you to lunch. We have a great time. Then we take you over to Howard University, where my son, your friend, my son William, is an employer. He's in external affairs. He's an attorney there. And so we would connect with William, and he'd take us over to a business class, wannabe entrepreneurs, wannabe business people. I want you to give them a few you got us. If you're going to be successful in life and business, here's some you got us.
Well, you got to know the difference between a job, a career, and finding your calling. Because a job is you are in a fishing boat. A career, you're in a rowing boat. But finding your calling, you're in an ocean cruise liner. Because when you find your calling, you don't chase money. Money chases you. So you got to know the difference between those three. I would say the second thing, Dr. Jolly, is the job of a leader is not to motivate people to work harder. The job of a leader is to invite people on a journey to discover the leader within themselves while they're taking a walk with you.
Wow.
So if you ever aspire to leadership, what are people going to learn from you? And then finally, and this is a throwback to my time with Disney, customer service is a department. but customer love is a mindset.
Ooh, and, ooh, that's so good. Go ahead.
So when you understand business, everything comes down to I have customers, and how your customers become your unofficial marketing department is when you give them more than what they paid for. So here's the final, you gotta remember this. A paycheck is given to people who show up, but opportunities are given to people who think and work beyond what they're paid to do. Mm. Never forget that. You'll have customers for life.
Wow. You make money from your customers, and your customers coming back is how they are part of your process, and they become your marketing tool. And if you have a mindset of customer love, I love that, Simon. I love that concept. Oh my goodness. Well, again, tell us about where they can get this book. And you got, and I'm on it. I'm in the acknowledgments in the beginning. Thank you, sir. And so tell them about the book, where they can get it, and where they can get in touch with a Simon T. Bailey.
Yes. So they can go to Amazon.com to get the book, SimonTBailey.com. And Dr. Jolly, I would be remiss if I didn't say thank you for 20 plus years of mentoring, coaching me, helping me get to this place. Because, you know, the old saying is the fruit doesn't fall from the tree, too far from the tree. But I like to say the well that you drink from is the well that you draw from. Mm. And eventually it is the well that you have become. So you are deep well, and I'm drawing from your well, sir. So thank you.
Well, thank you for that kind word, Simon. You bless me, and I'm blessed just to see your great success. Oh man, I remember when he was working for Disney. I was speaking for some conference in Orlando, and I called Simon and said, "Hey, look, I'm bringing my son. Would you be kind enough to maybe give me a discount ticket if you've got it?" He got me tickets. He didn't give me a discount. He got me tickets to Disney. And so we stayed an extra day or two. My son and I, we went on all the rides and everything. But we had time to have lunch with Simon. And during that time, he asked me the pertinent questions. He was very definitive about what is it going to take to build a speaking business? What should I be doing? How should I be thinking? What should I be reading? And I told him, here are the things to do. And here's the thing. He did them. He did them. And so in the book, he gives lots of insights. I'm going to read a couple of insights I thought were profound about this book. Brilliant resilience understands that every shift, every setback or success produces a belief that yes, you can overcome it. And yes, you will come out stronger and better for it. It is discovering that when you bounce back, you are able to do so because in the midst of uncertainty, you have invested your energy in finding the solution instead of wallowing in the problem. Oh my God, this is such a good book. It's called Resilience at Work, How to Coach Yourself into a Thriving Future. Simon T. Bailey, you are a brilliant man. You are a brilliant man. Thank you for being on my show.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, man. Folks, go to SimonTBailey.com. What's your social media, by the way, so people can follow you?
Yeah, all Simon T. Bailey. You can find me in social media. Mm-hmm.
Folks, follow this guy. Get his resources. Get multiple copies of this book. Give them out to your employees, to your workforce, to your friends, your family members. They will be blessed because of it. He is a brilliant man, and now a brilliant and resilient man, Simon T. Bailey. I want to thank you all again for supporting this show and sharing this show with your friends and family members. The podcast, continue to sign up and LinkedIn follow me on LinkedIn and all the other social medias, but follow me on all the podcasts and then make sure you get signed up so you can get all the downloads when they're coming. And then make sure you go to winwithwilly.com to make sure you are on my newsletter. Then I got to take a moment again to thank our sponsor, Truist Bank, Truist Bank. Truist Bank has made such a commitment to our communities and to our organizations around the country to help with financial literacy, to help with all sorts of ways that help people to learn how to create wealth and then sustain it generationally. So you should go to Truist.com. They got free classes and free resources on their website to help you with your financial literacy. Truist, T-R-U-I-S-T. kbank.com. When you start with care, you build a different kind of bank. And so go to Truist.com and tell them Dr. Willie Jolly sent you. And then, folks, I want to encourage everybody to join us every Monday night, when my bride and I, you know, we are newlyweds. June 28th, we'll celebrate. We'll celebrate a new anniversary, but we're almost at 40 years now, 40 years of marriage. We encourage you to join us Monday nights at 9 o'clock for the Jolly Marriage Show, where we talk about lessons from our book, Make Love, Make Money, Make It Last, that is now one of the top selling marriage books. But here's what we talk about. It's lessons that people send us. They send us not only lessons, but questions and issues and situations. And some of it's messy. And we tell them how to get through this. So if you want to send us a letter, info@williejolly.com, a note, hey, here's what I'm struggling with in my relationship. I want your advice. We don't ever use your name because we want it anonymous. And then we'll give you our best advice. Again, info@williejolly.com. And you will be glad you did. Thank you for all your support, all your sponsorship, and all your love. And we'll see you next week with another great show with another great thinker. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways Show. And for sure, your best is yet to come. Have a great day. Enjoyed this podcast episode, and I hope you got something of great value. And I hope that you were inspired, you were motivated, you were empowered, and you were encouraged to live your best life. I hope this information and this inspiration will help you to do more, be more, and to achieve more. That's the goal why I started this program, and I hope it helped you in a mighty way. Now, I ask you to make sure and that you take full advantage of all the resources that came through this program. I hope you go to wjspeaks.com/gift and get some of the free resources that we have there for you. I hope you go to wjspeaks.com/shop. To get some of the books that we have created, that we've labored over to make sure that they will deliver a powerful message to you. I hope you go to williejolly.com/billionaire, williejolly.com/billionaire, or wjspeaks.com/billionaire to get the box that it will inspire your whole family, or get the bag of books. Make this a great day, a great week, a great month. And remember, it is true that you are blessed and all things are possible for them that believe. So make the most of the belief that you have now in your future. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. Have a great day.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.